Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Welcome to Outbeat Now. I'm Greg Moralia. Well, it's Christmas night, and I'm really happy that you're with us after what I hope was a wonderful and relaxing day with your family and friends all around. If you're a first-time listener, a very special welcome to you. Outbeat Now is one of the four Outbeat radio shows airing every month. Outbeat Now airs on the fourth Sunday right here on KRCB Radio. We're a public affairs and news show for and about the LGBT community, but for tonight, we're going to set most of that aside and share with you some holiday cheer. In the first half of the hour, we've invited some of our colleagues to share their favorite holiday stories and memories. We'll also have some holiday music that most likely you haven't heard on the radio yet this year. And then in the second half of the hour on the Outbeat Youth segment, we'll have an encore edition featuring some of our favorite guests from last year with segments not yet heard on our show. All of this is coming up on Outbeat Radio right after the news for this Sunday, December 25th, 2011. It was 1 year ago that President Obama signed into law the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. And with service in the military now open to out-of-the-closet gays and lesbians, some of the spiritually minded among them are seeking to become chaplains. Chris Dougherty, a 28-year-old Army and Air Force veteran attending college in Denver, told Outfront Colorado about his ambition to become a chaplain. He was brought up in a Southern Baptist home in Oklahoma, and he has since joined the more gay-friendly Episcopal Church and embarked on a course of study that will qualify him to become a military chaplain. Dougherty said, "Chaplains are the spiritual psychologists of the military. They minister to people in life-and-death situations far away from home, and they do more than preach and have Sunday services." While he's glad to have found a welcoming church and that the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell has opened up opportunities, he says he would have found a way to become a chaplain in any case. He said, "I know God wouldn't have given me the desire if it wasn't meant to be." And here locally, the Russian River Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have announced that the Sonoma County annual LGBTQI Pride Parade and celebration will happen in Guerneville on Sunday, June 3rd, 2012. This year's theme will be Gay by Nature, a tongue-in-cheek nod to the popular sentiment. The location of the festival will be the riverfront meadows of the Guerneville Lodge. Organized by the Russian River Sisters, Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee, the 2012 events will feature a full lineup of great entertainment, family-oriented games and activities. Pride 2012 will see the return of Lilith's Lounge, the Radical Fairy Freedom Village, and Pride and Wine Country Terrace for the more mature revelers. The Pride Parade will begin with a march downtown Main Street at 11 a.m., with celebrants continuing to the Guerneville Lodge with the last contingent. And like last year, attendees will be treated to live music, comedy, delicious food, exciting vendors, and much more. The next Pride planning meeting is scheduled for January 9th, 2012 at 7 p.m. and will take place at Marshall Hall. This is the newly renovated meeting room behind the Russian River Senior Center, 15010 Armstrong Woods Road in Guerneville. Sister Sparkle Plenty, current president of the Russian River Sisters, said, "Please join us in planning Sonoma County Pride. There are wonderful opportunities for community members to play a significant role in the planning and facilitating of the parade. Log on to their website for a complete list of committees and volunteer opportunities." The Sister Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee is actively seeking business sponsorships, individual donations, parade entries, and vendors for the arts and crafts area. Ad space is also available for sale in the official program. Fundraisers are being planned for early in 2012 and include a Russian River Sisters bingo with a wild Lady Gaga thing, Born This Way, on January 14th, and tickets for that event are now on sale. Other events coming up include a black tie supper, a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a Cinco de Mayo full moon event in Santa Rosa, a Mardi Gras themed Give Back Tuesday event at the Rainbow Cattle Company in May, and then finally a comedy night fundraiser on June 2nd at the R3 Hotel in Guerneville. You can learn more by going to the Sonoma County Pride website, www.sonomacountypride.org. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, December 26th at 7 p.m., PFLAG Santa Rosa meets at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Tuesday, December 27th at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay group meets at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street. And on Saturday, January 31st, the R3 Hotel, formerly the Russian River Resort, hosts New Year's Eve, a Comedian Shan Carr will perform at 10 p.m., followed by DJ John Parker, who will spin all night. There'll be complimentary champagne and party favors to welcome in 2012. And as this is the last Outbeat News segment of 2011, I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our news partners, especially The Advocate Magazine and Edge Magazine, as well as all of the reputable media organizations for covering the many important issues affecting the LGBT community in our country. You know, it's been an amazing year in many, many ways, full of struggle for some, and for others, victories to celebrate. Here's a quick look back at some of the stories topping the news in 2011.
The honey badger is really pretty bad.
Look at the monkey.
The Egyptian revolution made history because of the internet.
Every revolution now is a social revolution.
A fledgling movement known as Occupy Wall Street
has grown today to demonstrations nationwide.
You're shooting us for sitting down.
Don't you see it?
Japan has suffered a colossal historic earthquake that has caused massive damage.
Over the weekend, 70 tornadoes, but what happened here in Joplin was certainly the worst.
We're seeing total devastation.
Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose.
President Obama repealed the 17-year-old military policy of don't ask, don't tell.
New York State legalized gay marriage late last night.
You are now officially and legally united in marriage.
Maybe we can actually do something and change something.
I think we've already had so many victories.
Wow, winning.
We are a nation that says out of many, we are one.
USA! USA!
I kind of think this is the beginning of a movement.
Stand up, everybody!
Stay hungry, stay foolish. Thank you all very much.
For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Morelia.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. And
what would a Christmas be here on Outbeat Radio without Judy Garland? That was Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, a song she first introduced in 1944 in the MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis. We begin tonight by asking a few of our close friends to share with us what this holiday season means to them.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Here's Living Proof host Sheridan Gold.
When I think about the holidays, I think about when I was young with my three sisters. It would be close to Hanukkah time, and we would go to Pick and Save, which was the local store for everything. It was like very, very inexpensive. And my mom would give us money. I think we had a budget of 50 cents per sister. So my mom probably gave me $1.50. And in those days, which was, you know, 45 years ago, that was a lot of money. So we all went on our shopping excursions and, you know, we're very meticulous about the presents that we bought each other. Then when it got to be Hanukkah, because it's 8 nights, each one of us girls gave our gifts on any given particular night. And so everybody was going to get a gift every night because there were 5 people. And then my mom and dad covered the other, well, actually they covered all 5 nights and we covered 3 nights, I guess, or 4 nights. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. You guys get the idea. Anyway, it was always fun to wrap the presents and give the gifts to my sisters and my parents. I remember the games that we played, the dreidel game, which is there are 4 letters on each side of the dreidel, and depending on what letter you get, you have to either give a walnut or you get half of the pot or you get the whole pot or you get nothing. So the nun is nothing. The gimel is give one to the pot. The hay is half, and the shun is everything. And, you know, when you're young, it's fun, but now when I'm, you know, 56 going, golly, what a boring game. Anyway, it was fun though at the time. And then another game that we used to play was we would have this board that we would have it slanted against the chair, and we would roll our nuts down the board and they would fall onto the floor and roll. And the person who got their nut to roll the furthest got all the nuts. And it was all about how many walnuts you could get. And then, you know, we would be eating walnuts at the end of the night. And of course we sang songs, and we always made fun of my mom because she didn't have a very good voice or a good ear, and she always sang off key. But Rock of Ages was the favorite of our family. Rock of Ages. And it just goes on about the whole story of Hanukkah. And you know, it was always brought us tears of joy and laughter. My favorite food during the holidays, of course, was potato latkes. But my mom, you know, I love my mom dearly, but she would always burn them. And I've never really had a really good potato pancake that I can think of. My favorite gift was a game called Mousetrap. And it had all these pieces. As you roll the die, you get to move, and then you get to add a piece. And finally, when you're done, you have this contraption that you've built on the board that goes high into the sky. And then you set off the little ball, and it goes down and around. And finally, this cage falls over this mouse, and the mouse is trapped. And it was a lot of fun, and I was always into, you know, non-girly kind of gifts. So those are my memories of Hanukkah when I was young.
Hi, this is Michaela Kinnon, host of Outbeat Music and Outbeat Collage. This time of year, we hear a lot about celebrating traditions. Such was not the case as I was growing up. However, true to the Midwestern style of routine and predictability, there were a few events that came around this time of year that one could always count on. One of those, the arrival of a huge box filled with little logs of Hickory Farms beef and summer sausage, accompanied by a bountiful array of gourmet processed cheeses, shaped like little triangles and wrapped in shiny foil. And then there were the extra fancy crackers, looking like little flowers or dotted with exotic herbs like rosemary or caraway, not to mention the veritable banquet of mixed nuts and mints, strawberry candies, cute little pedophores, all snugly nestled in green artificial grass and tucked inside a big red box. All of it looked better than it tasted, but it all tasted heavenly because it was supposed to, and because we eat with our eyes, and because for a few delicious, delectable moments, we were whisked away into a private world of our own simple delight. This holiday season, my wish for you is simple delight. In a world increasingly becoming complex and hurried, may you know the pure joy of timeless, childlike wonder. In whatever form it comes, know those moments are yours forever. My very best wishes for the light of delight to brighten your way into the coming new year and always.
Thank you, Michaela. Well, here's the London Gay Men's Chorus with a holiday carol about coming out on Christmas Day. Here's Living Proof host Dr. Diana Greer.
Love. What else is there, really? Think about it. Allow your body to feel into love. Love. Loving. Being loved. Love. Love is a sigh of relief, a breath of fresh air. Love is being embraced,
by Mother Nature, by our mothers and fathers, by our friends and family, by our partners and spouses. Love is being with you. Love is the warming sensation of sunshine resting on our faces. Love is the gorgeous greenery we're so blessed to see. Love is the many tall trees of absolute amazement. Love is the many beautiful flowers that surround us. It's the rhythm of the mesmerizing movement of the ocean. It is sitting peacefully, connecting to ourselves. Love is plentiful. Love is right here when we need it. Love. Love is staring into a child's eyes, into your lover's eyes. Yes, into your lover's eyes. When you know at that moment, your eyes lock together, when your hearts go thump, 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 and that feeling flows freely, flooding your bodies, your souls, your spirits. We all should be so lucky. Love. Love is freedom. Freedom is love. Like an eagle soaring above, grab it, breathe it, embrace it, take it in and hold it in your hearts. Ah, yes. This is love. Everything's good. The fierce ocean, the smoking sage, the heartful drumming, the colorful art, the tasty food, this is love. Love is you. Love is me. Love is what surrounds us. And so it is. When all else is chaotic, return to love. We all can love. Love for ourselves, love for another, and love for nature. Embrace love. It's reachable. So reach. Reach for love. You don't have to work hard because love is right here, surrounding us. Just open your heart. Spread your arms wide and breathe. And breathe. Happy holidays. And remember to walk in love.
What about humanity surprises you the most? When His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama was asked this question, his answer was this: man. Because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices his money to recuperate his health. Then he is so anxious about the future that he doesn't enjoy the present. As a result, he doesn't live in the present or the future. He lives as if he's never going to die. Then he dies, having never really lived. And this is from me, Sheridan. Be well, my friends. Remember to breathe. Slow down. Take care of yourselves, for yourself and your loved ones. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Sharon Dye. Now here's another Christmas carol that I'm pretty sure you haven't heard on the radio yet.
To
Sitting up in there kissing on Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. They was up underneath the mistletoe last night. Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't see me leave. I was going downstairs, having a peek, you know. And he thought I was tucked up in my bed. Mm-hmm. No, child. You know what would have been funny, though, is if Mama would have caught him. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Mama would have had a fit. Child, but I kind of would like to have seen that, huh? Mama, Daddy, Santa, fighting on Christmas Eve. But you know, I'm glad things worked out the way they did, because otherwise, Santa might be dead.
This month, the cast of Glee recorded their own version of Do They Know It's Christmas and released it as a fundraiser for the Band Aid Trust. What a great holiday gift. So we'll be back right after this music break with the Outbeat Youth segment.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
In our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. Goodbye, say a prayer.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Outbeat Now on KRCB-FM Santa Rosa. It's time now for the Outbeat Youth segment. Welcome, everyone, to this special Christmas Day 2011 edition of Outbeat Youth. I'm Greg Moralia. Happy holidays. Well, it's Christmas Day night, and I'm guessing most of you are off doing something fun. The end of another year is upon us, so I thought it would be a great opportunity to look back at some of the notable events from the LGBT community here in 2011 and some of the best moments we've had here on Outbeat Youth. We get a lot of the news that we share on Outbeat Radio from The Advocate magazine. They have both an online and print edition. And their website regularly features news for and about LGBT youth. And in this month's print copy, you'll find their 21 top news stories of the year. So we thought we'd start by sharing a few of particular interest to you. Number one, Don't Ask, Don't Tell is dead. Now it's okay to be an openly gay or lesbian soldier. But the fact that there is still no marriage equality in the military could possibly be the catalyst that leads to federal recognition of same-sex marriages, some experts predict. Already, the Pentagon ruled that chaplains can officiate at same-sex weddings as long as state laws permit such unions. And the case here in California of Proposition 8, super lawyers David Boyce and Ted Olson continue to beat down delays that keep the case from reaching the U.S. Supreme Court. Proponents had argued unsuccessfully that Judge Vaughn Walker was unqualified to overrule Prop 8 because he is gay. Then they begged the court not to release potentially embarrassing videotapes of witnesses' feeble testimony, and they lost. Stay tuned for the appeals. This year there was more bullying and more teen suicides. Despite a year of It Gets Better videos, including his own, gay 14-year-old upstate New York student Jamie Rottemeyer killed himself after unceasing taunting at school. His death highlighted frustration with a bullying and suicide problem that isn't going away. Outrage led by Lady Gaga to raise the issue with President Obama, Anderson Cooper hosted televised specials on bullying, and everyone agreed that more needs to be done. Next year could be the time. And here in California, while Tennessee considered the Don't Say Gay bill, which would have barred school teachers from talking about LGBT history, California took the opposite tact. The passage of SB 48 ensures that the LGBT civil rights movement is part of the curriculum. Opponents promised to overturn the law, but missed an October deadline to get enough signatures to put the repeal on the ballot in 2012. Viral video sensations often involve kittens or clumsiness, but a coming-out story made headlines when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and senior airman Randy Phillips called his father from a base in Germany to tell him, "I'm gay." A video of the touching moment has been viewed nearly 5 million times, and is still growing strong. And of course, this year wouldn't have been complete without Lady Gaga's Born This Way, as it became an anthem for gay rights and was a staple at Pride events throughout the country. But we heard it sung by kids rebelling against bullying, and MTV named it Best Video with a Message from a new category filled with pro-LGBT songs. And plenty of celebrities came out this year, especially from the professional sports arena. Here are some of the most notable coming outs. Former Division I football player Akil Patterson, actress and star of the canceled series Playboy Club, Amber Heard, Swedish professional soccer player Anton Heisen, CNN anchor Dan Lemon, actress and star of True Blood and The Ideas of March, Evan Rachel Wood, actress and author of I'm Walking As Straight As I Can, Jerry Jewell, ESPN reporter Jared Max, figure skater Johnny Weir, a member of New Kids on the Block, Jonathan Knight, musician Mina Caputo, journalist and staple of VH1's I Love the 80s, Mo Rocca, a member of Maryland's House of Delegates, Peter Murphy, airman and YouTube sensation Randy Phillips, NBA executive Rick Welts, professional bowler Scott Norton, star of the canceled series Playboy Club, Sean Mayer, English cricket player, Stephen Davies, a fictional gay student on the television series 90210, Teddy Montgomery, and former U.S. District Court judge for the Northern District of California, Vaughn Walker, former college basketball player, Will Sheridan, and finally, actor Zachary Quinto. If you'd like to read more about the best of 2011 from The Advocate, go to their website at www.advocate.com. One of our favorite interviews this last year was with Maria Carrillo High School senior Kayla Kearney. This brave young woman came out to her entire school during an assembly last January while celebrating the work of Martin Luther King.
So about a month ago, I walked into Ms. Mansell's classroom after school to talk to her about the MLK assembly. She greeted me with a smile and started to talk to me about what song she wanted me to sing. But I told her that I wasn't there to sing. That I wanted to speak. That I wanted to stand in front of all of you and break my silence. I'm terrified to share my message. I'm afraid of losing friends and losing loved ones. I'm afraid of losing my reputation at this school and the way people look at me. This speech will change my life forever, but I hope that my words can change more. I grew up like any other kid. Great parents, lots of love, normal experiences. I had my first boyfriend when I was in kindergarten. We would hold hands and walk down the playground together. At 5 years old, I sought nothing but friendship. However, my parents and all the grown-ups in my life thought it was very cute and normal. Sixth grade came and hormones kicked in. I thought the feelings I was feeling towards boys were the same as any other preteen my age. It was a year later, in seventh grade, when I went to this play and I saw this girl on stage. And I got this electricity that ran through my body. Something I've never felt before. Now, it wasn't long before I made the connection that what I was feeling was the same feeling that my friends described to me when they saw a cute guy. The second I made that connection, I felt sick to my stomach. I realized what was happening and I couldn't handle it. I lie awake that night, trying to come up with some explanation to describe the feelings I was having. Anything besides being gay. I prayed to God to assure me that I wasn't gay. I begged him not to let that happen. In the years following, I simply buried my feelings. I hid them from myself, convinced myself that I was straight, and started to date guys. And I honestly fell in love. But something was always missing. I never felt complete in a relationship. It was frustrating. I didn't understand why. I loved this person. I cared about this person. That's how it's supposed to be, right? It wasn't until this last summer when I was pulled out of a denial. I participated in a rent production at Sixth Street Playhouse. And I met people who had broken their silence. I met gay teens who were happy. Something I didn't think was possible. That was the first time I ever spoke aloud about my hidden feelings. I was in a place where I knew I would be accepted, where I could accept myself. I was liberated. I am so, so lucky to have a family who loves me and supports me for who I am. I even have a close friend group who supports me. And now I feel this need to stand in front of all of you and tell you that I'm gay, because I want to break the silence. I want to break it for Maria Carrillo High School. I want to stand up here and talk about this because no one ever does. And I want to make one thing very clear. I didn't choose to be gay. Facing this reality was the most challenging thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. My focus for school went down, my energy level diminished, and my passion for life ebbed away, simply because I knew for the rest of my life I was going to face a world that told me that I was wrong. That I needed to change, and that I was making the choice to have the feelings that I was having. And most of all, I was going to face a world that told me to stay silent, because people don't want to hear this part of me. In the last few months, 5 teenagers have taken their own lives. Simply because they could not handle the torment of pressure, bullying, hatred, and ignorance that they faced every day. These kids did not have a choice to be gay. Just like you and I don't have a choice over the color of our skin. So I'm simply telling you that my body works different than yours. My brain and my hormones work different. But I can't help or change that. Now, some people bring up the point that it's okay for me to have these feelings, but it's wrong for me to act upon them. So essentially, these people are telling me that it's wrong for me to fall head over heels in love. It's wrong for me to get that unbelievable joy when I kiss that special someone. That it's wrong for me to find my soulmate. But that I need to do the right thing by suppressing my feelings and living a lie and living in silence. Now, why don't I have the right to find my soulmate? Everyone else gets to. I want to fall in love with someone someday. And I want to walk down the street and hold her hand. I want to hold her in my arms and tell her that everything's going to be all right. And eventually, I want to marry her. I want to buy a house with her. And if she's ever to get sick, I want to be at her hospital bedside to protect her and comfort her. And I want to do these things because I love her and I care about her more than anything in the entire world. It's time. It's time to stop being afraid. It's time to listen to what people have to say, to what I'm saying right now. It's up to us to make our own opinions, not follow our parents' opinions or our grandparents' opinions. If our grandparents had followed what their parents had said and what their grandparents have said, we would have never overcome racism. It's up to us, this generation, everyone sitting in this room right now, to listen to what I'm saying, to what the thousands of people like me are saying. That we want a chance to live our life and fall in love without being discriminated against. Because that's what's right. And you know in your heart that's what's right. It's time, Maria Creo. It's time to break my silence.
We met two new friends last year who were both motivated by Harvey Milk's now infamous mantra, "You've got to give them hope." Nathan Mansky was on with us first to talk about his website, I'm From Driftwood, which features coming out stories from people from all over the world. One of those stories was submitted by Dustin Lance Black, who wrote the screenplay for the movie Milk, and most recently, Edgar Jay.
So, my name is Dustin Lance Black, and I grew up in San Antonio, Texas. And, you know, different isn't good in San Antonio, Texas, in the military, in the Mormon church, back in the 80s. Different was not good. Now I think different is fabulous and fantastic, and I strive for it. But at the time, you didn't want to stick out because you felt like you would somehow, you know, bring harm to yourself or shame to your family. I guess it's in the late 80s, early 90s, whatever that is. I finally hear my first messages of, hey, there are gay people out there who did all right, and there are people out there fighting for your rights to be gay. There might be a happy ending to this, maybe. But then it was many years before I finally came out. I mean, I was still living at this point in Salinas, California. I'd be visiting San Francisco, but I was living in Salinas. I still was living in a religious home, military home, and I just wasn't brave enough yet. And I didn't know. I didn't know that it would be okay. And so I get to college, and I actually go to college with my best friend from high school. Like, he's my best friend. I love my best friend from high school. His name is Ryan, and he was older. He ran the Toys R Us, so he could hire the other kids. So all the cutest guys in high school, all of a sudden, were working at Toys R Us. Not surprisingly, he was hiring the cutest ones, and so those were all his friends. And so I drifted towards him because I think I saw, like, a kindred spirit. I was like, you know, I think I might be part of your tribe. Not that I would say that for years. But it didn't hurt that he was surrounded by the cutest guys from the football team and the swim team and all that as well. So then when it was time to go off to college, I said, hey, do you want to move to L.A.? I'm going to L.A. Do you want to move to L.A.? And thank goodness he said yes. And so we actually moved out to Pasadena first and did a couple years of college out there, living in a studio apartment. We still, neither of us came out to each other. 2 years, best friend in the world, kind of only friend in the world. And then I transferred to UCLA. Now, somewhere in that summer, I finally shoved him out of the closet. I basically grilled him until he said, yes, I'm gay. And I remember sitting there saying, well, that's okay with me. I still accept you. You know, and I knew I was gay. I just wasn't saying anything about it. And what happened is when we finally moved into our UCLA, you know, new apartment over there in Westwood, he started bringing all these gay people over. Like, he was out. He was living his life. And it was a lot of, like, cute gay people coming over and, like, interesting gay people coming over. And for the first time, I was like, wow, these are my people. Like, who are they? I didn't know there was all these me's out there. And but eventually one of them said, you know, like, your roommate is, like, gay. And I think he never had thought that. And so he started kind of poking at that and wondering about that. And I sort of saw the writing on the wall and was like, boy, this is coming to a head. And I just remember I was in some poetry class, of course, at UCLA that I decided to take. And instead of paying attention to the lecture, I wrote this huge manuscript, like, detailing every moment that he should have known I was gay and should have helped me out of the closet, you know, just like, you know, blaming and doing all this very immature stuff. And I wrote this manuscript, and I remember waking up early one morning and I left it in the bathroom. And I just wrote with soap on the mirror, I am gay. And I went to college and I shook the whole time until I got home. And finally, at that point, I was out. And I think he said something like, well, what, you know, we're like, well, what do you do now? What are we going to do now? And I said, well, find someone to take me out to a 18 and over club. I want to meet the gays. I want to meet gay people. And I, you know, made up for lost time pretty quickly after that.
South Florida firefighter Brett Dunkel was also inspired by Harvey Milk, as well as by a school teacher from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who told him how great it would be to have everyday LGBT professionals visit gay-straight alliances to show young gay people that you can be anything you want to be in life. As a firefighter who also happens to be gay, Brett got inspired and launched youcanbeanything.org. Here's Brett's story.
Hello, my name is Brett. I'm a firefighter paramedic from South Florida. I'm also proud to say I'm openly gay. I was not always comfortable saying that. Before coming out, I had a lot of misconceptions of what it meant to be gay. I wrongly believed a lot of the stereotypes. I certainly did not think there were any gay firefighters. I felt very alone and confused. It wasn't until I had finished the fire academy that I finally accepted the fact that I'm gay. When I started working for my department, I was very much in the closet. I didn't think my coworkers would accept me if they knew I was gay. There was a time before coming out that I seriously considered leaving the fire service. Luckily, once I came out, I found out I was wrong. My coworkers fully accepted the fact I'm gay. I even found out I was not the only local gay firefighter. I soon discovered there are gay people in all professions. I created the You Can Be Anything project because although you might be gay, bi, or questioning, you do not have to give up on your dreams. Your sexuality should not limit you. On this site, you will find numerous examples of fellow LGBT people in all sorts of different careers. I hope you find these examples helpful and they provide you with the inspiration you need to achieve all of your dreams. We have also provided links to some resources we hope will be beneficial. Always remember, you are not alone and you can be anything.
We met another local talent this fall who stopped by to share his coming out story and some of his original music. Now, there's no doubt you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot more from our good friend Bobby Joe Valentine. Here's our favorite song from Bobby. It's called Fly.
3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. This is my room and it's robin's egg blue and it's got a few cracks in the ceiling. This is my street where the Minutemen meet and Dad says that I'll never be leaving. I'm 10 years old but I know how to smoke and the drinks help to cure the bad feelings. This is my home, and the sticks and the stones are made up of the darkest of things. But in my dreams, I can fly, and I soar, and my feet touch the sky. And it seems I can go anywhere if I try. And the world's not so dark when the clouds make it white. If there's no hope, tell me why. In my dreams I can fly. Here come the tears, and I cover my ears, and I swear I can hear my own heart beat. When they stop fighting, turn out the lights, I pretend that I'm already sleeping. After the violence, alone in the silence, just me and the secret I'm keeping. My dad tells me I'm not worth anything, and I've almost admitted defeat. But in my dreams, I can fly, and I soar, and my feet touch the sky. And it seems I can go anywhere if I try. And the world's not so dark when the clouds make it white. If there's no hope, tell me why. In my dreams, I can fly. In my dreams, I can fly. This is my room, and it's robin's egg blue, and it's got a few cracks in the ceiling. This is my home, and the sticks and the stones are made up of the darkest of things. After the violence, alone in the silence, just me and the secret I'm keeping. My dad tells me I'm not worth anything, and I've almost admitted it, but in my dreams I can fly, and I soar, and my feet touch the sky. And it seems I can go anywhere if I try. And the world's not so dark when the clouds make it white. If there's no hope, tell me why. In my dreams I can fly, and my feet touch the sky. And it seems I can go anywhere if I try. And the world's not so dark when the clouds make it white. If there's no hope, tell me why. In my dreams I can fly. If there's no hope, tell me why. In my dreams I can find. If there's no hope, tell me why. In my dreams I can find.
I hope your 2011 was filled with as many great moments as ours was. But if not, remember the new year is almost here, full of possibilities, opportunities, and challenges. As Dan Savage's campaign is here to remind us all, it does get better.
We're seeing more troubling news with the recent rash of gay teen suicides, and yet another gay teenager killed himself Tuesday night.
One of the worst stories we've seen in a while, 18-year-old Tyler Clemente, freshman at Rutgers University in New Jersey, committed suicide by jumping off the George Washington Bridge last week. Authorities believe Mr. Clemente took the action because he was humiliated after his roommate secretly videotaped him having sexual activity with another male student.
But what this speaks to is a larger, and I would say a silent epidemic of bullying going on across the country of gay teens. This month alone, there have been a shocking number of news stories about teens who have been teased and bullied and then committed suicide, like 13-year-old Seth Walsh in Tehachapi, California, 13-year-old Asher Brown in Cypress, Texas, and 15-year-old Billy Lucas in Greensburg, Indiana. This needs to be a wake-up call to everyone that teenage bullying and teasing is an epidemic in this country and the death rate is climbing. One life lost in a senseless way is tragic. Four lives lost is a crisis. And these are just the stories we hear about. How many other teens have we lost? How many others are suffering in silence? Being a teenager and figuring out who you are is hard enough without someone attacking you.
But I was picked on because, you know, I liked musicals and I was obviously gay.
I was picked on mercilessly in school. People were really cruel to me. I was bullied a lot, beat up, thrown against walls and lockers and windows.
If you give them the power to affect you, you're letting them win. And they don't deserve that.
Like right now, these people are bullying you because they're scared of you. Because at such a young age, you have this courage and this conviction to be exactly who you are. And you're told that somehow your life is not acceptable to God. I want to tell you, as a religious person, that they are flat out wrong. God loves you beyond anything you can imagine. And God loves you the way you are.
Don't try to do everything yourself. Find people who can help you if you can.
You're not alone. I'm alone.
Tell yourself over and over again that you're okay, because you are.
And know that no matter how hard things can seem, that you're connected to everybody else going through that same thing.
If you or anyone you know are also having a rough time, it is vital that you know that there are people out there who care and can help.
It gets better. You are not alone.
It's tough, but it does get better.
Stand tall. Be proud of who you are.
It has gotten better. And it will get better for you.
Things will get easier. People's minds will change. And you should be alive to see it.
Again, attitudes will change. Life will get better. You will have a lifetime of happy memories.
You have nothing to be ashamed of. You have every reason to be proud.
And that brings us to the end of this month's edition of Outbeat Youth. Remember, you can follow us all month long on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Listen to past shows on iTunes or on our website at outbeatyouth.com. And that also ends our Christmas night edition of Outbeat Now. Jeff and I will be back on the fourth Sunday of January with a live show featuring members of the Friends of Rio Nido community organization. And on the Outbeat Youth segment, we'll be joined by Dr. Ardell Thomas, who is the chair of the LGBT Studies program at the City College of San Francisco. She'll be here with a couple of her students to talk about their new LGBT Studies degree program, as well as about their partnership with Napa Valley College. Tune in next Sunday night for Living Proof with Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Greyer. That's at 8 p.m. on New Year's Day night, only here on KRCB Radio. And on behalf of all of us at Outbeat Radio, happy holidays. Have a peaceful and restful New Year's. Good night.